Welcome to your daily financial services news wrap brought to you by Financial Services Online, where we make sense of the market headlines impacting your wallet. Let's dive into the most relevant stories this week. On Monday, the New South Wales government released its 2024-25 budget, highlighting a major shift in disaster prevention and insurance affordability. An impressive $5.7 billion has been devoted to reducing the cost burden on you, particularly through the reform of the Emergency Services Levy. Rather than being based on insurance premiums, the levy will now focus on property, leading to a more equitable distribution. This is good news, particularly for those residing in flood-prone regions, as insurance premiums are expected to decrease as a result. Not only does the budget emphasize safety and long-term protection, but it's also estimated to increase revenue by over $205 million by 2027, despite a small dip in insurance duty revenues. In retirement news, there's a growing concern among Generation X, those born between the mid-1960s and early 1980s. A new report by Natixis Investment Managers points out that this demographic is facing sizable obstacles in retirement planning, due primarily to inflation and public debt, with almost a third unsure about their retirement funds and nearly half fearing running out of money. This group acknowledges that inflation is a major hurdle. Concerns also stem from public debt, with 77% anxious about its impact on potential benefits. It is noteworthy that a majority are seeking professional advice, though an increasing number are also turning to digital solutions. Next, let's talk about card scheme fees. Australian businesses are bearing the brunt of a staggering $1.9 billion increase in these fees, a sharp rise of 43% in just the past year. These fees are charged by card networks like MasterCard and Visa during card transactions. The Reserve Bank of Australia is considering regulatory actions to provide better cost transparency as demand for clarity persists. This issue is set to be a focal point in the RBA's upcoming review, and we will keep you updated on any developments on this front. Finally, on the crypto scene, the Australian Securities and Investments Commission, or ASIC, has stepped up its regulatory efforts. ASIC is appealing a recent federal court verdict involving BlockEarner, a digital currency exchange that was found guilty of offering unlicensed financial services. ASIC is seeking a hefty penalty and appeal costs, underlining its dedication to strict compliance in the financial sector. That concludes our financial services news wrap for today. As always, head to our website, financialservicesonline.com.au, for more details and insights. I'm Paige Estratori, guiding you through the maze of financial headlines. Stay informed and make your money work harder for you.